think the tide has turned. I told you. I feel this mojo.
Yeah. So,
we'll just keep pushing.
Yeah. Sam, are you there?
I'm here.
Council will please come to order. We have a time certain at 3:10. Carla, would you please read Council Item 1231?
Kilowatt Crackdown. Partner with Portland's commercial building owners and managers to benchmark building performance, improve energy efficiency, and recognize high-performing buildings.
Mayor Adams.
Thank you, Commissioner. 3 years ago, we adopted the City of Portland and Multnomah County Climate Action Plan, our roadmap to achieve 80% reduction in carbon emissions by 2050. Since then, while total carbon emissions in the United States have increased 12%, in Portland, total carbon emissions are down 6%. Studies show that buildings in the United States account for more than 40% of the total energy consumption and about 72% of electricity consumption. Kilowatt Crackdown is an opportunity for Portland's big building owners, commercial building owners, to improve energy efficiency while achieving cost savings. Think of it as the place where pro wrestling meets energy efficiency, hence Kilowatt Crackdown. I'm pleased to introduce or bring Michael Armstrong, Deputy Director of Planning and Sustainability for Sustainability, back to testify and give more details to the City Council. And then we just have two participants invited to testify.
Thank you very much. Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. It's my pleasure to be joined here by my colleague, Elisa Kane, who runs our Green Building Program and has been instrumental in shaping this effort. And so I'm going to turn it over to Elisa to introduce us here.
Thank you, Michael. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Elisa Kane, and I manage the Green Building and Development Program with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm here today to ask you to consider this resolution to partner with commercial building owners and managers in the region to benchmark energy performance, save money, and improve buildings. We formed the Building Performance Partnership, which includes the City of Portland, BOMA Oregon, Northwest Energy Alliance Better Bricks, Energy Trust of Oregon, Portland Development Commission, and Clark Public Utilities. You'll hear from two of our other partners today, but we came together to promote the Kilowatt Crackdown, which is a free program that provides commercial building owners and managers resources to benchmark their buildings, track energy use, reduce operating costs, and compete against other similar buildings for the most improvement. This is an important program because we know that building owners, managers, and tenants in the commercial sector spend more than $300 million every year on natural gas and electricity. We also know that many of these buildings could save energy, and the Kilowatt Crackdown is here to help. We are hoping to enroll at least 150 buildings and achieve an annual savings of $2 million in energy costs. Specifically, we're looking for buildings that are greater than 25,000 square feet and are predominantly used by offices. In addition to working with our partners to get the word out, we plan to contact local chambers of commerce and membership organizations that serve tenants, owners, and managers of commercial buildings. You may have heard that other cities like San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C. have used a different approach. In these cities, they are mandating that commercial building owners benchmark their buildings and disclose energy use publicly. They're using the stick instead of the carrot. We're trying a more cooperative approach and a market-based approach and show the rest of the country that we can improve performance because it makes financial sense. So the City of Portland is going to enroll three buildings in this, and as a program under a previous name, we enrolled the City Hall and actually came in second place in that category. So I'm excited to be able to join our colleagues here at the table and say we're going to re-enroll and that it's actually game on. So we're here to compete. Thank you very much.
Terrific. Thank you.
Good afternoon once again, Mayor Adams, Commissioners. I'm still Wade Lang with Langley Investment Properties. I'm also a board member of BOMA Oregon and a member of the BOMA International Executive Committee. And I'm excited to speak before you today in support of your adoption of the resolution for the Kilowatt Crackdown Program. Property owners have long recognized the importance of energy efficient buildings. And since I started in the industry in 1977, it has been a top priority of every property manager. And although the Northwest is blessed with relatively low energy costs, energy consumption still has a major impact on our budgets. BOMA Oregon created the Office Energy Showdown in partnership with Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance in 2007, in part to get member buildings certified through Energy Star. We had 15 buildings participate. In 2010, the program was modified to include benchmarking use of energy, water, waste, and transportation. We had over 80 buildings participate. There's a strong desire and motivation for building owners to participate. And that is why we are excited to participate in the Kilowatt Crackdown. The resources NEA, Energy Trust of Oregon, PDC, can provide are a huge benefit to our buildings, as they not only help us benchmark our energy use, but provide guidance and recommendation for energy-saving projects. As important as the participation of NEA and ETO is, so is the involvement of the City of Portland. It is important the city give building owners the opportunity to prove their desire to voluntarily benchmark their buildings and pursue energy-efficient opportunities. This is contrary to the direction other cities are going. Mandatory Energy Star reporting has added cost and burden to building owners. Langley manages 6 high-rise office buildings that are dominant on the Portland skyline, and we are proud to enter each of these buildings in the Kilowatt Crackdown program. And although we have made great strides in reducing our energy consumption and our carbon footprint, we know there's always more to do, and we look forward to getting started. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
This afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners, my name is Phil Gay. I'm Strategy Manager for the Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance here in Portland. And I really want to thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Kilowatt Crackdown this afternoon. NEA and our funders here in Portland, Energy Trust of Oregon, Pacific Corps, and Portland General Electric have been conducting energy efficiency programs here in Portland for over 10 years. And in fact, this is the third competition that we've had in Portland, the Kilowatt Crackdown. It is, however, our first that now includes Portland and the Clark County Public Utility District. As I think about this, Commissioner Fish a moment ago was talking about opportunities to align and leverage private and public resources. And I think what we're doing with the Kilowatt Crackdown is a very perfect example of that. We're leveraging not only the private and public side, but the experiences that NEA has primarily in Seattle and the 2030 district in similar types of competitions. We at NEA, like you, believe that sustainability is an absolutely essential part of Portland's successful future. We also believe that energy efficiency is essential and an important cornerstone to ensuring the economic viability of sustainability. Kilowatt Crackdown is a resource that helps building owners and managers achieve savings through behavioral, or as we call it, strategically energy management best practices. Low-cost, easily accessible savings that go straight to the bottom line. Kilowatt Crackdown, however, is not wishful thinking that people will behave better, that they'll turn off the lights, so to speak. Specially trained energy efficiency engineers scope each building, individually examining the complex systems and processes of each building, and then make specific recommendations for low-cost improvements, operational and maintenance changes, and equipment settings. They then follow up with each building individually, and it's highly customized. That focus generates the most savings at the lowest cost. Buildings are very complex operations, as Wade could certainly attest, but there are frequently very low-cost, simple solutions. We also offer training at many levels within our competition with follow-up and measurement building by building. This effort, while we call it a competition, really has no losers. It has those that do better than others, and they will be called the winners. But nobody loses in the Kilowatt Crackdown. Everyone wins. As Elisa said, our goal is to save $2 million in 150 buildings in Portland in the year 2013. And that's a significant contribution to everybody's bottom line, and because you have a few buildings in the city involved, to yours as well. In addition, because a one-time activity or competition like this is not our ultimate goal, but long-term sustainable savings is our goal, we introduced benchmarking as a new tool. It's a tool called Energy Star, and it is much more than simply presenting energy consumption data on a traditional billing model. It gives owners and operators and managers the opportunity to continue to improve their energy savings year after year after year, long after the competition is complete. I do have one request, an amendment to the resolution. Although I was offered the opportunity to make an amendment to the resolution, it was one of those emails I got to a bit too late. And I would like to offer the suggestion that the Portland City Council ask for an annual update of the energy savings achieved by the buildings in Portland through the kilowatt trackdown and on an aggregate basis, as well as specifically the performance of the buildings that you've entered, the Portland building as well as City Hall. I believe that your involvement and continued interest in the performance of these buildings and Portland's consumption of energy will add an incredible catalyst for us to be able to get not only the first 150 buildings mobilized to save energy, but to move on to the next one and next one and next one, so that someday when you ask the question how many crackdowns will there be in Portland, we'll have to say none, because the entire city has succeeded in achieving the energy savings goals that we've established. So that's my suggested amendment,
annual update. Sir, we'll accept your amendment as a friendly amendment.
Thank you. And with that, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to talk and your obvious commitment to energy savings here in Portland. Thank you.
I do have a question.
Commissioner Fritz?
You mentioned it's not just turning the lights off in buildings. Is it going to include turning the lights off in buildings?
It might include turning the lights off in buildings. I drive into town at night quite often, and we'll see in each one of these buildings. Sometimes it's not as simple as turning off the lights. Frequently, lights are the primary source of heat in a building. And if you turn off the lights, you turn on the heat too early in the morning to recover heat for the tenants. So it's the simple answer is it is turning off the lights, turning them off at the right time, turning them on at the right time. As I sit here, for example, I can hear your fans. I know that's inefficient. When you have fans going that fast that you can hear it in this chamber room, you know it's inefficient. It may not be a simple fix. Yeah. I've heard that, actually, yeah.
I very much appreciate that answer, because I often get asked that question as to why do we have all the lights on in the big buildings, and that's a more detailed answer than you might think. So thank you very much for your work.
It's a right and wrong time to do it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all very much. Carla, do we have anyone who signed up to testify?
No one else signed up.
I checked with Commissioner Leonard, who is a world authority on Robert's Rules, and he has reminded me that a resolution simply needs a sponsor and not a second. So, Commissioner Leonard, did you move the resolution?
No, we don't need that at all. But do we need to formally move the amendment and have the language
read? Why don't we do that just so the record is clear?
I'd move the proposed amendment.
And can you provide the language that you just said to the council clerk?
Annual report to council.
Or should I submit it later?
Yeah.
Right, Carla, would you call the roll on that?
You have it written down, right?
I could give it to you right now if it's good enough, read it to you. Ask for an annual update showing energy and cost savings for all Portland building participants in aggregate and the city buildings in particular, which are City Hall and the Portland building.
Thank you. So that's your moved amendment.
That's my motion.
And I second that.
We have it's been moved and seconded. Carla, call the roll, please.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
The amendment passes. Thank you, sir. And now we'll take up the resolution on the merits and call the roll.
Leonard?
I'm pleased to support this. Sounds like a very good thing for us to be doing, and be interesting to see the outcome. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome. And I do appreciate that it's a carrot rather than a stick. I think that's definitely the right way to go. And we in Portland embrace being more sustainable and especially saving money and doing our jobs well. So I meets all of those goals. Aye.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank the Building Owners and Management Association of Oregon, Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance, Energy Trust of Oregon, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, the Portland Development Commission, and Clark Public Utilities. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Michael and Lisa, thanks very much for your presentation. Gentlemen, thanks for staying with us this afternoon. And Mayor Adams, thank you for your leadership on this issue. This is terrific, and I look forward to a report next year. Aye. The resolution passes. We are adjourned.